This is Family News in Focus for Wednesday, April 7th, 2010. I'm Steve Jordahl. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is saying he'll step down soon, giving President Obama a second chance to fill a seat on the High Court. Roger Greer looks at some of the early frontrunners.
The White House isn't talking, but three names have been bouncing around the Beltway. Seventh Circuit Judge Diane Wood, Solicitor General Elena Kagan, and D.C. Circuit Judge Merrick Garland. They're all liberal, but Kurt Levy of the Committee for Justice says Garland would be the most moderate. At the far end of the spectrum is Diane Wood.
She's been very radical on abortion, radical on the Establishment Clause. I could go on and on with her. She's just down the line. Very, very radical.
President Obama has the numbers in the Senate to confirm almost anyone, but he's running low on political capital.
If I was Obama, I would not want a controversial, bruising nomination just before the election, especially, one that would bring up a lot of issues that Obama seems to want to avoid.
Like abortion and gay marriage. I'm Roger Greer.
The California Senate is considering a bill that would essentially do an end run around Proposition 8 and establish categories of marriage. The bill passed out of committee on a party-line vote. It's called the Civil Marriage Religious Freedom Act, but Ron Prentice of the California Family Council says that's a ruse.
The deceptive purpose of the bill is to introduce a new term into the California legislature called civil marriage. And by doing so, it will ultimately create a quagmire in the legislation that will force it into the courts.
The bill is backed by the legislative LGBT caucus. Prentice says same-sex marriage supporters consistently move with incremental legislation like this bill.
Ultimately, they'll get to where civil marriage will define one kind of marriage, religious marriage another.
Gay rights groups are already attacking marriage in California by challenging Prop 8 in court. The government's highest-ranking gay-identified employee has to come up with $63 million a year to pay for same-sex partner benefits he's promised to federal workers. Nima Reza reports.
Congress has ordered Office of Personnel Management Director John Barry to find the money. Barry's told a Senate committee he would get the money from another program, but Peter Sprigg with the Family Research Council says Barry's not saying which one.
He didn't want to tell the senators what it is because he's afraid someone else will claim it.
He says these same-sex benefits violate the Federal Defense of Marriage Act.
The reason why same-sex partner benefits have not been extended to federal employees already by the Obama administration is because of the restrictions placed by DOMA.
Sprigg says this is part of an overall agenda to redefine marriage. I'm Nima Reza.
Image Clear Ultrasound National has found that a mobile ultrasound machine is a very effective pro-life tool. President Stan Kellner.
We know the vast majority of abortion-minded clients across the country will change their hearts and minds when they see life on the screen and consider then keeping their baby, even if it's not to raise the baby, but put it up for adoption.
In fact, abortion-minded women who get counseling and see an ultrasound are 60% more likely to choose life for their baby than those who only get counseling.
And the beauty of what we're able to do is have our mobile units parked at various locations, like near abortion clinics.
ImageClear's growing fleet should soon be stationed in 9 states. Go to icumobile.org. RisingVoice.com is a new outreach to 20-somethings from Focus on the Family Action that will address social policy issues. Here's Pete Berg.
The first issue is about sex trafficking. Dawn Vargo is with Focus on the Family Action.
That's a heavy topic and it's a difficult one, but we're excited to learn with our followers about this important topic.
She says they asked millennials what resonates with them.
One of the things that came back on the survey as being extremely important to 20-somethings is this idea of human rights, and what better place to start with talking about a broad topic like human rights as with an issue that is discussing the buying and selling of humans.
For more information, go to risingvoice.com or text RISING at 24453. I'm Pete Berg.
Family News in Focus is a production of Focus on the Family. You can send us an email at news@family.org. I'm Steve Jordahl.